This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, you'd be surprised at how just one driver tapping their brakes can snarl an entire traffic artery. Well, today on our week-long series, Damn That Traffic Jam, we're speaking with Benjamin Siebold, a mathematics assistant professor with Temple University in Philadelphia.
Benjamin is an expert at explaining what is behind these so-called phantom traffic jams. Benjamin, first of all, how would you describe a phantom traffic jam?
So phantom traffic jams, as we study them, are properties of the traffic flow. So when you have light traffic and you have a small perturbation, like a driver going over a little rock, then it typically remains a nice uniform flow. But when the traffic is sufficiently dense, then a small perturbation amplifies and can grow into a real little jam. And this is what you call a phantom traffic jam because there's no direct visible reason for it. So there's no car in the breakdown lane or no obstacle on the road. It's really more a property of the flow.
And is it really as simple as someone just reflexively tapping on their brakes?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much as if you try to balance your pen on your hand. If you have it exactly standing upright, it's fine. But as small as you have a tiny perturbation, it starts tipping over and falls down. So it's similar with traffic flow and phantom traffic jams. So once the traffic density is sufficiently high, any small little perturbation can trigger a phantom traffic jam.
How do we prevent them then?
That's an excellent question, and this is one of the challenges we're thinking about in our research. So it clearly shows in traffic models that this critical density where phantom traffic jams happen clearly depends on the behavior of the drivers. So we can put it into precise mathematical formulas, but if you want to put it in words, essentially it means the more aggressively people drive, the more likely phantom traffic jams are to happen. So that means if you can leave a slightly larger safety distance, can accelerate and decelerate on a slower time scale, then phantom traffic jams are less likely to happen.
And I'm sure people drive around Vancouver enough and know that things get thick on the roads, and then they get to where they figure something's gone wrong and there's nothing there. What about Philadelphia? Does that happen a lot around that city too?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have our share of prominent roads where you see phantom traffic jams pretty much every day. So, for instance, I know the Schuylkill Expressway, 76 going north. That's definitely one road where I always am caught in phantom traffic jams.
And with these traffic jams, do you think it's possible that we could get away from having phantom traffic jams?
Eventually, if we spend enough development in understanding the internal dynamics of phantom traffic jams, I think we definitely can develop technologies that would assist drivers in some sense, a controlled way to, in some sense, lock onto the car in front of them and roll with the flow. In this case, even when the traffic is very dense, it would still be possible for the traffic to roll without having phantom traffic jams. Yes, it is possible, but it will require a couple of more years of work and science.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor Benjamin Siebold with Temple University in Philadelphia.